Thank you. I don't have much to add, actually. I think I made my points. I really enjoyed the discussion, I have to say. I find this a very fruitful way of engaging. Of course, we're limited even infrastructurally, so it's not really a round of discussion, right? That also indicates, I think, there have to be and there will be different formats with different actors, perhaps from now that we are working with a broad notion of civil society, that's of course not a unitary group. Very different identities within that, different interests, actors. It's, I think, a key issue from a civil society NGO actor perspective in the disarmament field, the question of engagement and that brings me back to the question that Renate raised about what is continuing, what doesn't really change. And I think in some of the discussions, the structure, the institutions, haven't really changed, right? The topics are hot in some of these forums, but the discussion essentially remains the same, and so do in some forums that has a little bit changed, but so do mostly the actors certainly that have power, that have the influence to dominate the discourse. And so I think bringing in other voices, paying focused attention to ensuring diverse engagement in the deliberation, that may mean changing the format, as you have done. That is very important to address inequity in representation and participation in the debate.